today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Purple is voyeur and people who like to watch.
Yes.
So if you, you know, you're going to your local shopping center, you're going to the Publix, I mean the Publix, and you're holding up the purple loofah, somebody might roll up to you and go, we're having a
party in our villa and our little lanai, and we're going to be in the hot tub if you want to come by and have a cocktail.
And Mike, since it's 55 plus, if you have a purple loofah, bring your distance glasses. All yesterday, with the swelling and the gauze in his mouth, he looked like he was doing a Marlon Brando impression.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. All right, here we go.
Look at my boy. Look at my boy.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Happy, happy Monday, everybody. Yeah, we didn't have a cocktail party on Friday night.
No.
We knew you would be concerned. We let you know we weren't going to do it. We did a regular bonus show on Friday, but no, we didn't have our cocktail party. But if you listen to Friday's show, you will know that, we do plan on doing it. Be aware of the...
I really miss it.
Yeah, Carla, the ladies miss it a lot.
I can't believe I did. I was like, oh, this Friday sucks.
Well, Carrie feels bad for her fan base.
Maybe not this Friday, but the Friday after, perhaps.
I'm in, man.
Exactly.
What do you think? Want to do that?
We'll confirm with the team.
Not this Friday, but the Friday after.
Yeah, I just
got to
make sure the ladies... Right. Shannon, give me a thumbs up. So
we begin today with an old-fashioned inquisition and sleuthing job that I did with my lovely bride. Now, the good thing about having Carla around is Carla has access to internet content that I don't get because of people blocking me
or
me
blocking
them.
No,
that's not true. So this is the story of you can pretty much, in my humble opinion, you can pretty much count on somebody going negative to be usually we lost Oscar.
Don't worry about me. We'll fix that, Mike.
What's going on with this today?
I don't know.
Happy Monday.
Brand new. Don't worry about me, Mike. I'll fix this in a second.
All right. We lost Oscar for a second there.
He's back.
This is the story of when people troll, there's usually a deep dive and there's dishonesty involved.
Sure.
And there's only one of us, Oscar, who will be able to maybe shed light, but I don't know if even he can.
Well, because most people haven't blocked me.
He's the only one that doesn't get blocked a lot.
Right.
So this starts with this guy... I don't even know if I want to give his name yet, but I will give his name.
All right.
But it's I want to talk about the website too, the Facebook page first. There's a Facebook page out there called Simply TMOS.
Oh, I don't know this page.
I don't know.
It's got a picture of me, just with modeling glasses or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. It's just a picture of me. I couldn't get on it, which means I've been blocked from it, which should tell you all you need to know. And it's also not permeated with negativity. It's people
just
that
an
are
offshoot.
Just, I mean, it was
splinter group.
But that's also weird to me. You know, if you're not letting me in, there are a couple of those floating around.
If you're not
part
of the United States of America, then what are you part of?
Right.
Yeah, you know, to me, wouldn't that be a red flare if you're having a Facebook page that's not negative, and it's about the Mike O'Mara show that you wouldn't let Mike O'Mara
Are we
O'Mara
united or are we separated? That's what
exactly.
I would ask.
What is it?
You know,
what
is it justice or just us?
Is this democracy or is this anarchy?
Right.
I ask you. And I will not sit here and let you insult the United States of America. Gentlemen.
Gentlemen. What it is, Mike, I believe this page was founded by a group called Anti-Mo.
All right. So we find out this guy... And I'm sure Rob doesn't know him because I think Rob was blocked too. No, Rob blocked this guy. So you up until, I don't have the dates, damn it. Up until recently, Rob, you were friends with this guy.
I've blocked a lot of people the last few
weeks.
Or no,
you might not be friends with him, but you blocked him, all right?
Okay.
So Ron Smith is the guy's name. Remember that radio guy in Baltimore?
Ron Smith.
Yeah. But this guy's name, and that doesn't sound legit either.
No, it sounds fakeish. No.
But it might be. So here's the post. So I just realized, let me see if I wasn't wearing the hat, you would see the eyebrows.
Eyebrows way up, yes. Mm-hmm.
So I just realized Rob has blocked me. I don't know why I was blocked or why it pisses me off. I support this show in every way and get blocked. If I could repeat how many times that's been written.
Right.
You know, I'm a big supporter. Anyway, if I support this show in every way and get blocked. I'm really struggling with what to do. That's a threat. Mm. I really enjoy the show and don't want to bail on it.
Mm.
I see where this is going.
I also don't appreciate being blocked. It just seems like a strange way to treat a loyal listener.
Mm.
I started the TMOS positivity page to make more positive posts available, but I'm not feeling very positive right now.
Mm.
So yeah, that's it. And then we got our sleuths out there.
Good.
We got people, and it's so easy. That's why when you try to BS on Facebook, Do you know the name, Rob? Do you have any contact with this guy?
It doesn't mean a thing to me. I can guess what happened.
What is your blocking process? And be honest, because you've gone on even on the show before and said that you've blocked in the past.
Rob blocks without necessarily being pissed off.
No, yeah, he doesn't like your post. For a variety of reasons. Or you're like,
what I've been blocking
you don't like
about,
my record later.
What I've been blocking about lately is people that come on with what I would consider an unintelligent view of what's going on, or an uninformed opinion, or someone that really disagrees
that's
with something
fair.
With me.
We're talking about when do you block prior to all of this happening in our like human condition? What would you block for before this?
I got a better question. I can frame the question a little better.
All right.
What is the most frivolous block that comes to mind?
Thank you.
Oh, I mean, I know that if I've had a few drinks and if someone says something stupid about like a picture that I've put up with, like, you know, when I do an album selfie, if it catches me on a bad time, I'll block for that. But lately, what it has been, I always have looked at my Facebook feed as a party. And if someone is at my party that is going to piss me off or make the party less fun, I don't want them there. So I kill them because the real estate is too valuable. So they're gone. And there's been a lot of talk. The thing
it's a little
that
egomaniacal, yeah. but it's fair.
Well, I mean, it's an analogy. But the thing,
what's considered not fun for you? What'll get you dinged?
What will get not fun for me is someone that would scream over and over again that the removal of a Confederate general statue is erasing history.
No. I'm sorry. What's frivolous not fun?
Frivolous not fun is nothing comes to it. Again, just some. Pictures of cats.
What about bats? You hate bats.
But you see, sometimes that can be done with a good sense of humor.
And bats is funny.
But bats are funny. Someone gives me grief about, if I post about, say, a black and white movie I enjoy very much, and they give me grief about it in a mean way, like, come on, no one's watching this, this is no good, this is no funny, I say, you know what? Screw him. Go on. I don't need that. You know.
See you later.
Yeah. Bye.
Pound sand.
Exactly.
So anyway, but this guy goes on with this very very passive aggressive post about that, and I started the positivity page. Well then, Adam Appel. Who I might have blocked or might not. He might be a friend. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know who's there or who's not.
Too popular.
I know he's on this. Adam Appel writes, you made fun of his weight, and there's a picture of a guy.
Oh, that'll
do it. There's a guy in a... Well, that would do it for me, too.
Of course.
Hello. And there's a picture of a guy that says, hey, Oscar. Oh, God, I can't blow it up enough. Oh, man. God damn it. Let me bring that up on my phone. But it's a picture of a big fat guy that's in a store, and it looks like maybe he's getting ready to loot, and it's hysterically funny, but it's making fun of weight, which means, you know, that's all there is to it.
Can I clear something up about those type of jokes? And Rob, you're gonna thank me for this when I'm done.
Okay.
The only people that can make fun of Mike's weight or Rob's weight is me.
I'd say the three of us can do it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can also come in here, guns a slinging, and
so
waving
in the fan
around.
Club, in the fan club, Ron Smith. Writes Oscar Santana, please clear this up. Is this Rob Spiewak or Rob Ford?
Okay.
Now, were you aware?
I haven't seen that. I don't, considering the current political and socioeconomic landscape, I don't want to laugh at that, Mike, because
it's
there's
not
nothing
me.
To
no,
laugh
it's funny.
At.
It's not
it's funny, but it, Rob has every right. But it, Rob has every right in the world to block the. I'd block the guy if
that,
I was
right,
in a bad
that's
mood.
Clear, exactly, sir. The man's wearing shoes. That is clearly Rob Ford.
Yeah,
that is clearly.
I mean,
Rob
you know
Ford.
How many posts I got of the guy in the good like dinghy that. with the fat guy with his shirt off and the dinghy and the yeah. hat. You know, I yeah. got a million of those.
Remember,
Rob,
Mike's
do you
bikes?
Remember? Do you remember blocking Ron Smith because it happened April 9th, 20. No, don't tell me that's. Oh, it's April 9th, 2018.
Yeah. He went way back. Way back.
Wow. You know what? I'll tell you this. I hope that Ron Smith can understand that he means so little to me that no, I don't remember doing
that. We have feelings too.
But you obviously, let me see when the post is because I'm doing, as I said, we're doing
some recon.
The Inquisition here.
Recon. Who else can make fun of your weight, Rob?
Carrie could do it.
Okay. Well, that's mean when she does that, though.
I don't know. And then
this appears to be recently that you blocked him. Oh, no. He just realized. So, anyway. But, I mean, I think that the statute, what's the statute of limitations?
Yeah, what's fat jokes? What's the statute on fat jokes?
What do you mean? What's that, like, when they can start or when they can
what's
stop?
What's the statute of limitation on fat jokes? I just don't like people that get on there and go, publicly, I just realized, but
Mike,
oh, no.
Let's
what's happening?
Let's take you back 3 years when Rob yes. got skinny, right? Maybe four years ago?
Like more like 15 years
okay,
ago.
Okay, 5 years ago when you looked like Jason Statham.
Right.
If people posted pictures
let's
of you.
Let's not get too happy.
I thought he did. If people post
kept
pictures.
Kept putting his hand on my knee. It was weird.
If people post pictures of
what is
camera,
wrong with your camera Mike, today?
I can fix it during the break. I'm just trying to get to the break.
Camera is so fat.
It's so fat. I am fat. This is the fattest
no.
I've ever been.
No, I'm talking about the camera.
I agree.
Not
I saw my mom yesterday. She shamed me all day Sunday. It was great.
I have to say,
glad you're
because
back together.
I didn't do my research. The wind went out of my sails a little bit defending Rob when I saw that the fat joke was made in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Maybe,
but
he just
it doesn't
saw it.
Matter
maybe
with the guy. Yeah, maybe. But I mean, no. But Rob maybe blocked him for another reason. And if you had any memory, maybe you would be able to shed light. Blocking people is a yes. What are you going to say?
We've got somebody.
He just found
the
out.
The source.
But Rob could have blocked him five months ago. Right? Yeah. So that's the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so that's what was, that's what takes
what was,
the win
out. What did you think it was before we found out he was just blocked for fat jokes, it looks like?
I thought it all happened kind of in a shorter time frame.
Mm-hmm.
That Rob got the fat joke, said, hey, you're gone, and then the guy immediately came on.
But you see, it's also, you don't, when you make a fat joke, you're not making any sort of revelation. I'm not unaware of my weight. I dig it, okay? I understand it. I'm fat. But also, what Mike said, the attitude in that post is probably more...
It's a trolling post.
Absolutely.
That, to me, is the egregious error right there. That, to me, is this passive-aggressive who's just looking to have you waylaid. He's looking to have you pounded on this, and that's... Where he, that is the opposite of the positivity page.
And likely,
when you sit there and bring your own baggage to that, especially when you, but to me, the question is 2018, fat joke, statute of limitations. I'm going to say 3 years. So I think Rob's in the clear.
All right.
If I find one from the past where, because listen, this is the way it works. When I
less
when
than
I
a
see
presidential
somebody,
term, 3 years.
When I see somebody that posts something that I don't like, I will inevitably do a dive to go back and see what they might be up to, and I'll usually find something there. Usually, there's something there where I know why I have pissed them off, and it's usually quite often it involves politics. And that's what I do.
You and I have an overlap there.
Unless it's
an instant block for something where I'm real hot about, I will usually go to their, like, let's say someone, John Smith, makes a fat joke about me. All right.
Right.
And it's like a medium funny fat joke. I will go to John Smith's feed and see if I can find one good reason to keep him around. And if I can't,
and
he's
you
gone.
Do sometimes. You
sometimes
do.
You do. Sometimes you do. And you know what? Sometimes you don't. And I'm,
or sometimes you find more information that makes the guy a dick.
Exactly. And that's often what happens, especially.
Now the fat joke alone is a fireable offense because I've done it. I can't cite the example that I've done it, but I've definitely done it.
Yeah.
But then what really lights my candle is a trolling post.
Yep.
And there have been many people.
Especially a passive-aggressive one like that.
Passive-aggressive trolling
really
post.
Bad, right.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. But the most important question, and now I realize that he posted that message to you, Oscar.
Yeah.
And you might not be on that TMOS.
No, I might be blocked from it. I think I'm on that thread because I said, did you make fun of Elvis? That was a question.
Did he make fun of Elvis? He posted it to you on the fan page.
I know. I wrote back to him, Mike. I responded.
Yeah, but I'm saying this is a separate place, TMOS. That's where it's a mystery location.
Oh, I don't know the island, but he asked me on the fan page and I responded with, did you make fun of Elvis?
But the thread that says, so I just realized Rob has blocked me.
Yep.
Is on this mystery page with nothing else, just known as TMOS. With now this Facebook page, Oscar, you see if you can find it.
I'm looking around.
Has
me too.
My picture with me with glasses on, kind of going like that. And I might even have the same color T-shirt.
Let me see this.
Because we
I know
use
this.
Teal.
Making fun of Elvis is not necessarily a fireable
effect. It's not. Okay, I just want to make sure.
Right.
Oh, I see it. Here we go.
TMOS.
It just says TMOS.
Can you hold it up to the camera and I'll tell you if it's the right one?
Yeah. It's just you and your picture. I see it with glasses on. Mm-hmm. Oh, as my camera dies again.
Yeah.
Don't worry, they're working on a new cam in the back.
This one.
Yes, that's the one.
You both are on it.
Yes.
Yes.
I can't get on it.
Have you I can just see it. I don't know if I'm on it.
No, I literally can't bring it up on my Facebook.
Oh, you can?
No.
Wow. Mm. So you've been blocked.
And Carla did a dive on it today to indicate whether she said it's really not all that negative. Because
mm-hmm.
I would think, well,
it
I'm
is
not
a
on.
Private group. It is. I can invite you.
A private group
like.
That I. What's that?
I apparently can invite you.
Okay, well, invite me. I'd like to be on.
Michael Mara.
I'm joined, but I'm not familiar with it.
It's a private group, and the first thing I'm going to write is Ron Smith is a dick. That's the first thing I'm going to write.
I've just invited you, Mike. I've just invited you.
Oh, good.
You're in the mix.
Oh, now we're going to negotiate this, and I hope I don't screw this up. I'm going to look.
No, you'll do fine.
I think you'll be A-okay.
It does look fairly positive as a rule.
It looks very positive.
Yeah.
But that's
now don't go in there with your negativity. That's all I
no,
ask.
No, he's
fight.
Positive that he's
it's
a
his
dick.
Fight.
He doesn't seem to care too much about it, Mike.
Well, it's Rob.
Yeah. But he, I mean it's just,
you know.
I think it's easier.
Where would I get these invitations?
On your phone, on Facebook.
In your mailbox?
Yeah.
Go outside.
Forget
put the flag up.
I'm not. I swear to God, that'll take an hour and a half. That'll take me an hour and a half to find where friends and lists and invites and options in the land of Zuckerberg. I'm not really good at it, you know? I am, but, well, who's that?
There you go, Mike. There you go.
Oh, I know who that is. Okay. Oh. Keep putting up those 35-year-old pictures. All right, anyway, it's really...
Mike.
Hey, you don't know who I'm talking about.
I don't, but I'm sure I'll figure it out in 2 seconds.
No, you probably won't.
What a beautiful picture of you with the newspaper that says the Nixon won.
Anywho. So are we in agreement? The fat joke from 2 years ago... okay.
Maybe.
But you unfriended him recently because he lit your can. But we don't even know whether that's
true.
We don't know.
I don't know if that's true. Yeah. And you know he means that.
So
little
that
to
might
me.
Mean, that may make him even more of a troll. And I don't care if you started the positivity page.
Well, what if he isn't a troll?
But you get that reverse psychology, right?
I'm saying that it's 50% of the time that's
right.
Like,
the positivity page.
Woe is me.
Could easily be. Oh, I've got this to cover. He might be offering himself coverage.
Yeah.
You know, saying I started the positivity page.
He made a donation to charity.
No, what's nefarious is, so I just realized that Rob blocked me. Do you want to share why Rob's such a dick? That's what that post is.
Yep.
Don't make any, don't doubt that for a second, Ron Smith. I'm on to your game. I get it. I know how it works. That's the way. I'm on Team Rob again on this one. Believe me.
I'm on Team Ron. I know. I've completely
this
switched
shocks
sides.
Me.
Why are you on Team
because
Ron?
I feel like we walked into this a crusade looking for one thing. We realized another, and he's still the bad guy somehow.
Well, it's tough to be on Team Rob when Rob's sitting there right now not even looking at his phone, and his hands are at his side just doing it. I mean, really, it's tough to fight a guy that is sitting there like a piece of silly putty and not jumping into this fight and some research.
I looked at the page.
Like with Ron Smith or any of this. And by the way,
I did not see
and then
his
2 seconds
because...
after we get off the air, you're going to be going...
I saw nothing from Ron Smith. Because I blocked him. I can't get anything from him because I can't
see
it.
But the fact is, I, you know, and look, I've blocked people that I wouldn't remember either. But it just,
right.
I think this guy, you know, starting to you know, even with the positivity page, you're saying that, but you're starting crap about that's not positive.
No, no,
that they're
it's
putting
not.
That you got
I
blocked.
I think
you
know? Mike has brought up a good point. This is like a guy that has he's done like a smokescreen. He says, I started this, but still he's in there causing trouble. And I stand by my blocking.
That's not
I stand
positive.
By my blocking. No, not at
but
all.
But what again, if he was really concerned if it was Rob Ford or Rob Spiewak?
What do you mean?
Like, what he's if that was not. A legit concern?
And so, he's that's so the meanest. That's the meanest of all so far today. Yeah. That's the meanest comment of all.
You know? That's right. But you don't want to treat a newlywed like
not
that.
Not on his wedding day.
Not on his wedding week. He's celebrating. Yeah. That's right.
This is your wedding week?
No, no, it's Rob Ford's wedding week last week.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Whatever. But anyway, it's just a...
Yeah. That's what should be on the positivity page.
Get off
no, what ought to
camera.
Be on the positivity the page positivity is that if page. I was in D.C. right now, that camera would be under my heel being snapped. Is that the Sony?
This is
why
I'm
here. Is that the Sony?
Yeah, the one of those high-end cameras. Yeah.
Right.
Jesus Christ,
Mike,
every 5 seconds.
As soon
seconds.
As you go to the open of the show, I can swap it out.
All right. Okay.
Yes.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
why don't you call Ron Smith and have him swap it out?
See, I don't know. I've always supported the camera. I've always supported the camera.
I know.
Why is it breaking? I don't understand this.
Yeah. That really pisses me off. I started the camera positivity page.
Oh, I love
it. I just realized that Oscar's camera is broken. When did this happen?
I know.
I'm Ron Smith.
Anyway, Adam Appel, who went back to 2018. depending on how many things the guy posts, you never know
cut.
How hard that is.
That is
usually for any semi-regular Facebook user, that's a deep dive.
Sure.
Adam, and by the way, let me see if I'm friends with Adam Appel. Hold on a second. Let me do that. Just before we go to break.
I love that the mobbers try to defend Rob. They're like,
yeah.
Rob's the nicest guy ever. Must have done something to hurt him.
Hey, Appel. Hey, Appel.
No, Rob is not the nicest guy in the world when it comes to Facebook. Rob can be a dick on Facebook.
Absolutely.
So,
and that's, I mean, that's why I bet I'm probably, of all of us, the fastest to block people. Because I just won't deal with it.
Because you're constantly adding and subtracting.
Right. No, I don't want any of that nonsense. Don't take away from the
fun. He's not blocked, but you know what? He's a friend now.
Oh, damn.
Good.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he's a friend now, Adam. Yeah, for that incredible sleuthing. Yeah.
Good job.
You are rewarded.
It's just I love the way the guy went. You made fun of his weight. It's like, I've never done anything. Well, old Adam Appel, welcome to the family.
That's
great. You're one of our junior detectives here because I don't care how long you went back. I don't care when all this transpired. You did the deep dive to call this guy Ron Smith with his eyebrows up. Positivity page. All right. And Ron Smith, you got some splaining to do.
Yeah, you made fun of his weight.
Oh, and by the way, Ron Smith, no, not on my friends list, not able to bring him up, which means he has blocked me or I've blocked him, correct?
Oh,
you can't bring anybody up, so he's a troll.
Yeah, my guess is that you probably blocked him.
I can't confirm that, Mike. I can't. Again, I got to get all the evidence.
You're going to be the only one who's going to be able to communicate with him because he's dead to me right now because I can't communicate
with
him.
I'm going to ask him during the break, were you or were you not an asshole?
You know what? You should put that in the form of a Facebook poll. So all he has to do is click yes.
I
want to
hear
no.
his side of the story.
And you know what? That's how you start a show on what I like to refer as Positive Monday.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
They're flying high from one city to another and one man to another. Bedroom stewardesses.
There it is.
They wake up in some strange place and take the next flight out for more fun and new thrills. They're the girls who've got the class and that sexy wink in their eyes that says hello in a special way. Bedroom stewardesses. The girls who invite you out for a drink, and they've got a wilder imagination than you do. Just relax. And let these girls make all the plans. You'll just love it.
Oh,
and
gross.
They'll just love you all night long. Bedroom Stewardesses. Don't miss Bedroom Stewardesses for the sexiest look at the most erotic globe-trotting girls who ever took your special order. Bedroom Stewardesses. Rated R for adults. No one under 17 admitted without parent. From Independent International. here's a story about the wackiest, sexiest, fun-filled place to take your girl. The Groove Room. A place where lights flash, machines spark, and the people get more turned on than the electricity. The
Gross.
Groove Room. Somebody just had to invent a place like this. Take off your inhibitions and have some fun in The Groove Room. The Groove Room. Rated X for adults. From Independent International.
What you see is what you get. With Females for Hire. And it's a lot more than you have ever seen. Yes, Females for Hire makes the happy hooker look like Mother Goose. It's all here, all of it, with everything left in and nothing left out. The story of the jungle they call the street and the girls who have become the most dangerous game on earth. Here is the marketplace, the buyers and the sellers, the conners and the conned, the dream and the nightmare. Females for Hire. They guarantee you a good time. The contract doesn't say you'll come out alive. You're playing with fire. With Females for Hire. From Independent International, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Oh, man, I love this song. Stevie Wonder.
See, my Females for Hire, Higher right. Ground.
Higher Ground, Stevie Wonder, and Stanley Rudolph. I think it's Stanley Randolph. Stanley Randolph,
yes,
I think
exactly.
That's the name of his drummer. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, live from the Podcast Village Studios. We are on the air, heard in great places like Prescott, Arizona, Opal, Virginia, Craigmont, Idaho, White Oak, Pennsylvania, South Hill in Spokane, Washington.
Another neighborhood, Mike.
And Fredericksburg, not Virginia, Denmark.
Yes.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now and brought
you
know to
what's
you by
in
Legacy
Fredericksburg,
Box.
In Fredericksburg, Denmark?
What's
Mary,
that?
Mary Washington.
Mary Washington, Mama puts the pies out to cool. I love Legacy Box. It's a super
yes.
simple mail-in service that preserves all of your home movies and pictures on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. Father's Day is fast approaching. What are you getting, Dad? How about the gift of memories? Help Dad bring that box of old home movies to the 21st century and preserve your family's past for the future. It's so easy. You pack and you send. Legacy Box converts everything by hand, and then you enjoy. You're playing with fire. No, I'm not going to do that. Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos and has helped over 750,000 families preserve their past, including the O'Maras, the Spiewaks, and the Santanas. I got old home videos put on a thumb drive. Fantastic quality
yes.
and so convenient. It's a gift your dad will never forget because it's memories. Get started preserving your family's legacy today. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get an incredible 40% off your first order. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer. Then send it in when you're ready. Legacy Box is great for you or someone you love, especially dear old dad. So go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 40% while supplies last. Well, Oscar, that looks pretty good for the cheaper of the two cameras. Not bad at all.
This is the same camera you have, Mike. God bless you.
You know, that's...
Sometimes high-tech is more headaches.
Yeah, but boy, when you get that camera working,
yeah.
it's sure pretty.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Yeah,
can I tell you something, Mike, about the Females for Hire tape? I had to do a pretty deep dive to come up with those tapes over the weekend.
You're playing with fire with Females for Hire.
And what I remembered as I went through them, I believe the director or producer was Al Adamson. And what he would do traditionally is bring over softcore European stuff, recut it, retitle it, and re-release it. And if I had no record of it and he didn't come up on Google, I think the announcer on all those things was named Rick Wayne.
Okay.
I mean,
know that he was a bag of water when we finally interviewed him.
Well,
I don't think he was that old, Rob, but he was a bag of water. I remember
he was
like,
horrible.
Just
he was
dull.
Useless. And anyway, so the way I could remember it is that the tapes are alphabetical and it was under W. So I think his name was Rick Wayne. And those commercials were actually sent out to radio stations on 45 RPM records, and I have them backed up digitally just as a matter of finding them. But man, I played them and I remembered them almost word for word. We played them so much, even Carrie walked through and she says,
yeah,
well, you haven't played that in a while.
And we won't do it again, but that's a blast from the past from the old
show. Exactly.
And really kind of fun to hear that guy who it was soft porn and then it was real porn, I think, that they went into. And he was out of New York and he did these voiceovers.
Oh, it was so hard. Terrible. And some of the spots.
We always thought he was the producer. We thought he was like the guy doing his own Robert Evans style promos that we had on the.
But
there's
some of those spots I couldn't play now. They are so over the top, gross. Right. They're just, those are the tasteful ones, folks. I hope you enjoyed them. There you go.
So one of the things when I said I had so much to talk about coming in here today that I was just chomping at the bit to get in here, and I had to share with you, you probably have heard through the news or an occasional story or if you do a deep dive online of a community down here in Florida that's known as the Villages, right?
Okay.
And the Villages is...
I don't know the Villages. I really don't.
It's a planned community. I believe it's outside of Orlando. And they talk about it with the election. It's a very, you know, it's the Children of the Greatest Generation that I reference all the time, that they're very, very conservative. And they a lot of Trump signs. And there's been controversy with a guy that lived in the Villages that put.
Is it a shishi place? Don't mind my wife.
No, it's kind of. Not at all. Let's take a moment.
That's fine.
It took us.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. By the way, if anybody wants to practice yoga. That's don't you think that's what you do when you want to practice yoga?
Yeah.
You'll have a body like that. Right?
And that's not Rob Ford?
It's not Rob Ford.
You see, we always have to make sure.
We are blessed.
That is funny.
We are blessed. We are indeed blessed.
We're lucky men.
So the Villages, that was one of the controversies. They talk about it's a massive community. Let me do a deep dive and get some information on the Villages. The first time I became aware of the Villages, I had a story on News You May Not Need that concerned some of the sexual escapades with 50 and 60 and 70-year-olds up there.
Oh, this is that neighborhood.
Yeah, Carrie's father, before he passed, lived not far from the Villages.
Right.
But yeah, I'm bringing it up here.
Florida's
it's a premiere.
Florida's friendliest active adult 55-year-old plus community.
Yes.
And let me see. Population, here's where it gets interesting. The population, the Villages is a census-designated place in Sumter County, Florida, United States. It shares its name with a broader... blah, blah, blah. Internet, you suck, you do. There it is, there's the Village.
There's some youngsters
in the pool. Right. All right.
Everyone likes to put on a t-shirt and get in the pool.
It's the Village. Party time.
The
party
Village is wonderful.
Yeah. Excellent. So,
there was a talk of some social diseases running rampant at one point.
Yes,
it's a very sexually charged community.
Mm-hmm. And, they had the old, what is it? Was it the gonorrhea or herpes? Which one was it?
I don't know.
It was one of the ones that like is popular.
It was the vapors.
Yeah,
is what was passing.
I think it was
the clap. I think it was gonorrhea. And what happens, Oscar, is these people lose their spouse. They become widows and widowers, and they relocate to the Village. And then it's party time.
Or it happens when they're at the Villages. What I remember is there was like a sex thing going on. Then there was a golf cart. A golf cart burglary ring happening where a guy literally in one of his little communities had some sort of chop shop for golf carts.
Now, this battery usually goes in one of those high-end Yamahas.
That's right. Quick, you got to paint it and move it out. You got to paint it and move it.
Now, this was custom, but we can make it look like anything you want.
I can't believe that the serial number has been filed off this club car.
This is one of 600 hot pink golf carts in Florida. They're never going to know.
All right. The Villages scandals. There we go. Thank you very much. That's it. And I'll do a, here we go. IRS, golf carts, and made up history. Fresh and juicy scandals in Disney World for old people. Mm. The Native American tribes that once inhabited Florida left behind some wonderfully mellifluous place names, such as Okahumka,
yes.
Wahachawatica, all these different places. But the oddest community in Florida has the blandest name imaginable, the Villages. The place doesn't generate a ton of strange news like Miami, Key West, and Pasco County, but that's part of what makes it so weird. Even weirder, The Village is the largest gated over 55 community in the world. They've expanded. I gave you a wrong number. It holds more than 100,000 residents. 100,000 in an area bigger than Manhattan, and everyone gets around via golf cart. the fact the and this guy goes on and on with this. It's fascinating. So there have been controversies. Pretty much anything goes in the community that some residents call TV. That's
because it's the Villages.
Yeah, the Villages. Yeah,
sure.
One thing alone is forbidden.
What's that?
Children, just like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yes.
Shriek Chitty of Chitty Tart. Bang Bang. Strawberry ice cream.
Yeah. And Oscar, is there a chance you get some lighter fluid and perhaps put it on the equipment up there?
I will.
And,
I will.
Just,
I promise you,
light
Mike.
It today.
I will. Thank you.
Anyway, so it goes on and on. So Carla promoting her business, her esthetician business,
right,
is on tons of these sites, these mom sites, these
sure.
Ladies sites, the neighborhood sites. She goes beyond regular social media and goes, the latest is it,
are they groups or what are they?
I you'd have to ask her. Okay. I don't know where she gets her information from, but this one she brought to me today, and she said, have you heard about the Villages? Now, I have heard about the Villages for a long time. And right. As soon as she brings it up, my ears perk up because I want to really, really find out about what's the latest thing going on. But the last thing I remember talking about was a golf cart chop chop ring that they were stealing because it's so huge. You get all kinds there. And then most recently, the very recent, probably I've read a lot about the politics. Mm-hmm. They're a Trump bastion, one of the most, really. And there's such a significant population that they've got a great voting block up there.
Can I ask you about the politics of media just briefly, Mike, as you're putting this together? What is Newsmax?
Believe that might be Rupert Murdoch's corporation.
Really?
I think Newsmax might be the company owned by Rupert Murdoch that controls his newspapers and Fox News.
I did not know that.
I'm pretty sure that's the name of it.
I wanted to ask you, I saw
it
this weekend. I was like, what is that?
Mm. Yeah, I think it's the company that has that. And it's just interesting when you think about a community of 100,000 people all going around. And the last thing, there was a kind of a look that if a guy wore a necklace or a lady had a certain ribbon in her hair, that meant they were available. Well, there's a new one, and let me tell you why I'm going to be talking about it. We'll take a break, and when we come back, the latest one, there are people saying it's a myth, and when people start screaming about the fact that it's a myth, you can pretty much bank on the fact that it's true.
Fact, baby.
You'll find out how they communicate in the Villages when we come back right here on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Crazy question
asking me. The UBS Evening News with Howard Beale.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a pandemic. You're upset and you're angry and you stare at your podcast player and you say, please don't take my Friday cocktail party or my shopping center or my bonus show or my steel belted radials. Luckily, you've got the Michael Berry Show and it's not going anywhere. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. You've got to say, I'm a human being, goddammit. My life has value. You. And that's okay, because you can always go to your computer, open a window, and type MikeOmeraShow.com. Do it. You'll be glad as hell, and you won't have to take it anymore. MikeOmeraShow.com, making you as glad as hell. I must make my witness.
Thank you, Howard. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We are seeing a lot of kids stuck inside lately, wasting their days away. If you think it's impossible to get a kid to put down the cell phone or video game and do something that's good for their brain, you're wrong. It's very possible. Let's take a second to talk about KiwiCo, a science and art subscription box for kids, tested by kids. It's more fun than any game they can play, and I was truly surprised by how much we both enjoyed it. We've had so many KiwiCo boxes in this house. Michael loves them. He loves getting things in the mail. And I loved helping him, although the older he gets, the more he does it on his own.
Oh, well, fun to watch him do it, I bet.
Oh, I love it. Your kids won't believe what they can build and accomplish with KiwiCo. And when they're finished, their confidence will be as big as their smile. It's a great, great way to spend quality time tackling projects together. Each box has all the supplies needed for that month's project. All you need is an appetite for fun. KiwiCo, redefining play with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get your first month free on select crates at kiwico.com/TMOS. That's kiwico.com/TMOS. How are things in Washington?
Oh, that's my question to you. They're great. It's not because Pony's here.
Oh, is Pony here today?
He was here all last week. And I think this is on me. And I really will have to, I fall on this sword, Mike. When you trust the wrong people, you trust the wrong people. And I just, that's all it is. That's all it comes down to. And when I'm here.
Oscar, yes. By the way, this type of thing probably won't be seen or heard by most people listening to the show. But Oscar's had some technical issues today that are, you know, we always battle once in a while.
I'll give you the perfect example. And I've talked to Pony. I worked with him this weekend, which is nice.
It was lovely.
I'm texting him. I said, please stop staring at me and get me a new camera, a webcam. Because these are PTZ cams, the cameras that are usually on me.
Right.
And they're high end and they take a little more, time to install. So I got to do like a hot swap, like a NASCAR tire change.
A hot swap is putting a camera in quickly to replace the one you have. Right.
So Pony continues to stare at me. And I am staring at him through the glass because I have a vantage point of staring at him. And I'm like, what does he think I'm asking him for? So then,
let me explain this a little bit. So what Oscar would be looking for, as we constantly referred to his camera cutting in and off, and Oscar referencing the fact that he would replace the camera probably two times on the air as he was talking to
me. Correct.
What a producer would do is that as we were starting to go to break, he would be standing up and getting ready to fly into the studio
to swap something out.
No.
So it really didn't hit him. Mm-hmm. So when he finally saw my text, he had another PTZ in his hand, which is great.
So he was ready to go.
With the wrong camera, if that's the camera we wanted.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. So then I say to him, I say, no. Ask Shannon for help because I think Shannon maybe is firing on all eight right now. So Shannon knew right away what I needed. And I said, okay, I need one more cable. And I'm like doing this while I'm trying to do the show, which is, I'm not hanging drywall or digging ditches. It's fine. It's a little frustrating, but no problem.
But also, it's deadline oriented.
Do you think I'm going to get in trouble, though? We talk about the cameras and Sony, Logitech, all your...
You're not going to get in trouble.
These cameras are finicky.
The tech's not perfect. It's just not.
But I'll tell you, the old Telos company.
Yeah.
Overall.
Audio
pretty
is...
pretty damn Mike, fine audio little track record,
is,
right?
Is Love rock them. Solid. Rock solid. Video is it's a whole new animal, right?
I mean, really, units we purchased at the beginning of the podcast, we are still... using
still solid, still
where
strong.
Does that exist anywhere? No. And it's Telos,
and on top of it,
to you,
the best customer service. They are the best. That company, so anyway, Telos of Cleveland, Ohio.
So
God bless
this you. This was the burn. So you're saying, Oscar, what's the big deal? So I say to him, I say to them, I say to both of them, because we've been doing a big project here. We're reorganizing all the cables and where everything. I knew this has been happening all last week.
Right.
Busy work.
Project for TMOS?
Yeah, project for TMOS and everything. So we have everything. Boom. Everything changes right away. That's why I was so mad that this was not ready to go, because I'm contending for a problem. It's ready to go. Mm-hmm. So I say, Pony, where is there a certain cable? And he said, there's one right in back of you. How does the one right in back of me work if we're on air and we're still doing this? Like, I'm supposed to go.
Oh, so he's saying
change?
That you should take a cable out of service to put into service.
Yes.
Okay, and, not great.
I was like, dude, we can't, as my mom would say, desamar un santo para amar otro, like you basically steal from Peter to pay Paul. Right. Yeah, you have something else that's crapping out.
Something else is going to crap out. So,
I'm just asking him for the best performance possible.
Now that he's back and you're eyeballing him, we can deal with that. That's a good thing. Getting back
and we're
to,
back up, and you've got the look and the energy of a ransom video, and I think it's great.
All right, very good. Now back to the villages. Now let me try desperately to
the village bust is an old folks home, correct?
And it's 55 plus community with 100,000 people. Just people crawling all over each other. Carla gets on a mommy thread, and apparently there is a story floating around. I don't know how long it's been floating around. This is just like the beginning of the show. On you know, with social media, you don't know where things originated, right. But this is the latest. On car antennas at the villages, they put loofahs. You know, those little fluffy sponges that you get, the little loofahs, and apparently this is a swingers sign that they put on there. And Carla went so far as to show me a chart that had the different color-coded loofahs.
Oh, it's a color thing.
Well, it's not race color, Rob.
I know that, but I'm saying that I would think that just a loofah on the antenna would mean you're ready to go. It's off to the races, but there's different variants of it?
I think there are different. It's to indicate the level of passion. But they apparently these loofahs at the villages. Now, listen, I should also say there are a lot of people saying this is an urban legend, that this is a myth, but there's so much passion about you know, okay, if it was just to find your car in a parking lot, why do you think it would? Why would it be loofahs? Huh? Why would it be loofahs?
My Aunt Peggy she had a flower taped to her antenna so she could find her car in a parking lot when she got older.
Right.
So,
or
I mean,
did that mean?
I don't
think Penny, maybe Penny was DTF.
It's not Penny, it was Peggy. Oh, and I'm sorry. I don't think so. But, you know, you never know. You never.
Well, Mike, we talked about the last week briefly. There is a subset of a generation that's a little older that just somehow they got more tea than everybody else, you know?
Right. Yeah. Well, it's the children of the greatest generation that I talk about all the time, where you've got these people that are just, you know, behaving badly. Okay. They're behaving badly. So I decide that I'll do a little bit of a deep dive, and so does Carla at the same time. And we look up this the villages, and what's this called? Florida's friendliest.
Yeah, I bet. Hold on.
Florida's friendliest hometown. Welcome guide to the loofah code.
Oh, damn.
All right. I will start at the beginning, all right?
Please.
They have a chart with loofahs that are up there, all right?
Loofah chart.
And the loofah chart says white is for novices and beginners. So if you go into a parking lot and you have a loofah on your car, it is gross. It's so gross. Purple is voyeur and people who like to watch.
Yes.
So if you, you're going to your local shopping center, you're going to the Publix, and you're holding up the purple loofah, somebody might roll up to you and go, we're having a
party in our villa and our little lanai, and we're going to be in the hot tub if you want to come by and have a cocktail.
And Mike, since it's 55 plus, if you have a purple loofah, bring your distance glasses.
Pink.
Or your readers.
Yes, or your readers. Pink loofah, soft swap. People who like to do it with others in the room. So would that mean that's a couple that's getting together while there are other people there?
It's poles the poles, holes the holes, pulls the holes, pulls the holes.
Sure.
I don't know if it's... you're on your own with that one. The blue loofah.
I can't believe I'm looking at a loofah chart.
A blue loofah is the lowest level of full swap. Those who can play well with others.
Ooh, that, you know, I'm sorry, I stand corrected. That's poles the poles, holes the holes, holes the poles, poles the holes.
Okay, very good.
I would think so.
Yellow. Would you like to know what the yellow loofah stands for?
Oh, I have a bad feeling about yellow.
The yellow...
Mellow yellow?
The yellow loofah is a mid-level swap for those who want to have fun but are still nervous.
Sure.
Maybe you can party up top, nothing below the equator.
He's giving me.
Yeah.
The black loofah. We have the black loofah that is full swap. Mm. Those who say, what the hell, let it all go down.
Mm. Sure. Yeah.
And then finally, the last loofah on the chart is teal. The teal loofah that is bisexual. For those that want to increase their dating chances. So,
now, Mike, I don't know if your article addresses this. Are you limited to one loofah, or could you put several loofahs up to give a more specific.
You know, you'd have to go to the Villages. There's a thread underneath this, and one person writes that, I've worked in the Villages for 3 years, and this is a myth. The reason for the loofah is simple. It's so they can find their car. Well, why are they using loofahs, though? Why would there be so many loofahs, right?
Well, I like the look. I like the organization of color coding, because then, like, if you're white, you're pure, you're new to the game, right?
Right.
You're just trying to get involved. Teal is like, touching, kissing is allowed, it looks like. And then you go to the Black Amex, where they're like, oh, look, you get the full concierge service. Full,
we'll order flowers for you.
Naked Gun 2.5 body condoms. Like, we're good to go.
You know, it's funny. You thought it as like American Express. I saw it more like karate belts. Starting with the white belt and proceeding to the black belt.
That might make more sense. Yeah, I'm with you.
Where all systems go.
Yeah.
And Mike, do they have a one for people that desire bodybuilders, which would be the Lufa Rigno?
I want to do that. All
right. Mike, you seem very intrigued by this.
This thread is says.
Yeah, he's off to Bed Bath & Beyond after the show.
Every time I read a post from somebody on this thread that says, I dated a girl at the hospital 2 years ago.
Hospital.
This is great.
It started putting white on hers. Told me she had offers every morning, and this is some kind of sexual thing.
Yeah.
That she had offers every morning to take off her training wheels. Oscar, is that a term for to break her in, basically? And
it's a gross term. If you've ever had a child or a niece or nephew,
you had to deal with training wheels.
That is really bad.
Gross.
Yeah.
So gross.
I thought white was more of a, hey, I'm new, I'm shy, teach me.
Novices and beginners.
Yeah, teach me the game.
So somebody obviously, she said, this is a person confirming the story.
You want to take off them training wheels?
A person writes, I'm skeptical considering the Villages account for a substantial portion of Florida's STD statistics. That's it. So if you get out there to this part of the country, I tell you, I'm going to be doing a wide berth when I drive north. I'm going to be going way around the Villages. I don't go through that part of the state ever.
And with
it's too
all
damn
that,
crowded anyway.
All those STDs, shouldn't they be using the loofahs after as opposed to before?
That's so nasty. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. And now with King's Things, here's Larry. Sometimes I FaceTime with myself. 9 times out of 10, I have mustard on my shirt. Let's bring back Night Court, Funny Boy, Kosher Pickles, and Whole Milk. Game changer. Too many children, right? Gonorrhea. Not my problem. If you want funny, you want the TMOS bonus show. Go to MichaelMarryShow.com. Use your mouse. Buy it. It's good, okay?
Happy Monday, everybody. I told you we had stuff
children.
Today.
Too many children.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lightstream. Yeah. I hate credit card bills with high interest rates.
Yes.
I hate high rates. Everybody does. Are you ready to pay off your credit card balances and start saving money? Get a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream, and you could save thousands in interest. All you have to do is take your credit card bill, take a look down there. It's on every statement. It'll show you the interest you're paying. You can pay a rate as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. This is so much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 19% and many, many higher rates if you go out there and you take a look. The rate is fixed, so it'll never go up over the life of the loan. Plus, absolutely no fees. The online application is simple, and you can get your money into your account the day you apply. I love this service. I love this website. Really, Lightstream is known nationwide now as one of the best places to get the best rate. Apply today to get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to Lightstream.com/TMOS. Get an even better rate. That's Lightstream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/TMOS for more information. They are.
Love
everybody
it.
Knows Lightstream.
Love
they're fantastic
it. Love it, love
company.
It.
Mike,
yes,
this
Rob.
Just in. Newsmax was founded 21 years ago by a guy named Christopher Ruddy. And one of the main investors in it is the family of former CIA director William Casey. but it is not affiliated with what you had mentioned before.
Oh, Newsmax I blew it. I'm sorry.
Oh, you were talking News Corp.
You're thinking News Corp.
You know, it's News Corp.
I'm thinking
News Corp. Okay. Newsmax has like four TV channels, and they've gone strong since 98.
Oh, cool. Just curious.
But I didn't correct that quick enough where there won't be a thread today about it.
Yeah, Don't thread.
Hey, Mike, you ought to do that.
At the end of the day, we're just DJs, Mike. We're just
that's
DJs.
All.
We are. Hey, we do the very best we can. And I'm sorry. I was all ramped up with loofahs. Rob Spiewak, your son is in recovery now. How many days since? When did he have the wisdom teeth procedure?
Now, you see, we really were anticipating quite a weekend because Julia had a really tough time a little over a year ago when she had her four wisdom teeth out. Because when we took Julia in, originally we were going to try to do it with a local anesthetic, but she had that situation where they had to be cut and cracked. They were really embedded. So
impacted would be the word.
So they canceled the local anesthetic and gave her a general, and she was really knocked out and goofy for like a full day and had a tough recovery. Robert had an appointment at 8:30 on Friday and was home at 9:40. It was an easy procedure for him. And also, no crazy talk after the end. He had one thing that he said after the procedure when he was, you know, still a little loopy from the general. He said...
So they knocked him out, too.
He was totally under. And he said, Mom, Julia wants a cat. And Carrie says, yes, she does. Don't get a cat. And this was not discussed previous to the operation or after.
Don't get
this,
a cat.
This was on his mic. Don't get a cat. And she said, why? He said, she's going to want to put the litter boxes in the tub and it's going to smell like shit.
Oh my God.
But other than that, he pretty much held it together.
But he
that
gave
was...
you a window into his soul and also cemented the fact that he's a deep thinker. And these are the things that at the age of 17? 17 now? These are the things that burdens your son. You know,
that's right.
Not whatever college he's going to get into. It's just he doesn't want Julia to get a cat. That's
But I love the fact the way he introduced the topic. He said, hey, Mom. Julia wants to get cat.
There you go. Yes, the simple syrup of the Spiewak family.
God bless. Robert
III. very strong.
Very strong.
Handle anesthetic very well, but it has not hampered his appetite because, as you know, you can't chew anything. So we're on a soft food diet. He also, here's the thing. Carrie said, get him a chocolate milkshake. I said, no, he can't use a straw. Because that negative pressure inside his mouth will burst the stitches. Because, you know, when you suck in, anything has to be spoon-fed. So we have Jell-O, we have pudding, and Go-Gurts, the little squirt Go-Gurt things. And so
who is
the
caretaker in your family when the kids get sick? Because I have to say that in my experience, I fancy myself as a bit of a giver in a lot of ways. But when it comes to sickness in spouse or children, I'm not a giver at all. I'm bad at it. I don't care if
I'm pretty good at it.
Says they're bad at it. You're the nurturer.
I am. And we found out this weekend because when Robert went on to one of his first of many naps on Friday, he said, Dad, are you going to make those mashed potatoes? I want mashed potatoes.
Aww.
I said, yeah, I'll do that. Because, you know, you could do instant, but he likes the real stuff.
Dad wants mashed potatoes too. We're good.
Every day. That's why Mom is still home because there's mashed potatoes. But my math.
How many mashed potatoes did you make?
There were three batches, plus I made a Costco meatloaf that comes with mashed potatoes. So my math is, and I did some ciphering today, as they would say on the Beverly Hillbillies, some figuring. I think that between Friday evening and this morning, Robert has eaten 16 russet potatoes. In addition to Jell-O, in addition to pudding, in addition to Go-Gurt, and one batch of instant mashed potatoes. So
is he able to chew yet? Can he chew yet, or is he still in pain?
No, he's still in pain. Actually, yesterday was the worst day for pain thus far.
Oh, I remember. I had mine out. Ooh. Man.
But we've got him in a good situation. We've got a mess of pillows on his bed, so he's sleeping sort of sitting up, so it doesn't have allows the blood not to like rush to his head. It helps him to be elevated. That helps with the pain. He's on Motrin for menstrual cramping and also Tylenol 3. So and also a large series of
quick procedure for a general anesthesia to have him out. Is it a factory over there where he had wisdom teeth out?
Oh, see,
that worries me because sometimes they rush it. No dry sockets or anything
like that? No. And you know what? Julia, even though she had a rough go of it, it's the same. It's the same oral surgeon. We're very happy with him. It's just that she had a harder procedure to do, and they knew that going in with the X-rays. His was very simple.
Then they pat him with the gauze and the cotton.
Yeah,
and
the bleeding finally stopped yesterday. But the whole time for two days.
In the villages, they use a loofah.
Oh God, Mike!
Not a white one.
You'll appreciate this. Is that all yesterday with the swelling and the gauze in his mouth? He looked like he was doing a Marlon Brando impression.
Oh man. Oh, I'm sorry. I have to.
I was hoping you would. Please do. I was hoping you would. That's him. You look just like Robert.
All right, here we go.
Look at my boy. Look at my boy. I was coming out of the Home Depot. I couldn't help but notice you had a teal loofah. I couldn't help you had a teal loofah on your antenna. Is there a chance that we could swing? You and I?
Doesn't
help
teal
you. Yeah.
I don't know, yeah. Godfather. Doesn't teal mean bisexual?
Hey, Ma. Ma, is Julia gonna get a cat? Is Julia gonna get a cat? They poop in the she's gonna put the litter box inside the tub, and then the cat's gonna poop all over the litter box. I'm not worried about getting to college, but I hate cats. Don't tell them not to get a cat. Yeah. Hey, Dad, come on. Where the mashed potatoes? Come on.
Julia wants a cat. Julia's cat.
Well, Godspeed. I hope he has a speedy recovery. And
me too.
We will take
a
break. When we come back, it's news you may not need right here on the Michael Mara Show. Always do.
My fellow Americans, we are one people, and no matter where you are, we can all agree on the Michael Mara Show. Whether you are in Bangor, Massachusetts, or the island of California, from the majestic Alps of Australia to the beautiful castles of Germantown, coast to coast, from Portland, Maryland to Portland, Arizona, whether you are swimming in Lake Rushmore or climbing Mount Huron, sunning yourself on the Great Salt Flats of London, or gazing out over the Sahara Ocean, we all have TMOS to bring us together. We're one world. I just don't know how to find it on a map. God bless me. Oh, in America. And don't forget to conduct when they're playing the national anthem.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Facebook Stars. Stars.
Stars.
They're just like us. TV chef Robert Irvine does his own body waxing.
Oh, that's nice.
ABC Television's Robin Roberts lifts weights at home. And over the weekend, Sesame Street did a town hall meeting for kids that delivered a powerful message about racism, making them the second most powerful and influential puppets in the world, second only to Mike Pence, because they care. See? Just like you.
Just like you.
But those are showbiz stars. Frankly, I much prefer Facebook stags.
Ooh.
And so should you. It's a super easy way to support TMOS while you're watching us on Facebook Live. To send stars while you're watching, simply click the star next to write a comment, select how many stars you want to buy and give, and click send. Boom, instant gratification. Every star puts a penny in our pocket, and that adds up. So please do it now. Shoot a few stars our way, and thank you, because our noses love the sense. Of sense. Oh my God. Wow. Okay. Ah. I'm supposed to go after that.
Because it smells
grosses
good.
Me out. Thinking about
teal.
Training wheels. You have to admit the Pence puppet is pretty great. The eyes move and everything. It's really cool.
News.
News.
Boo. And now, ham. After Drew Brees apologized twice for his comments about kneeling for the national anthem, President Trump, not surprisingly, went after him.
Of course.
He said Brees shouldn't have, quote, taken back his original stance. Sometimes I just don't even get it. On honoring our magnificent American flag. So Brees responded to Trump saying, quote, I realize this is not an issue about the American flag. It never has been. We can no longer use the flag to turn people away or distract them from the real issues that face our black communities. I think there's a sea change going on out there, and I think that I'm truly inspired by seeing young people in the streets peacefully all over cities, which nobody could have seen coming. That's what I really love about it. Nobody saw this coming. Mm-hmm. That, you know, yeah, you have a day, you have riots, you have some problems, and then it all flies away. And now, day in, day out, I really hope this is a moment. I'm praying that it is for us to really change our ways in this country. It's so long overdue, and it makes me feel so good to see black, white, Asian, Hispanic, everybody out in the streets, and everybody together, and then it turns into like a bit of a party in the street. And you know,
positive energy.
Yeah. So Drew Brees wrote, we must stop talking about the flag and shift our attention to the real issues of systemic racial injustice. Amen. Economic oppression, police brutality, and judicial and prison reform. So Drew Brees has made a pivot on this, and fine. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with getting a little, you know, religion and getting a little enlightenment.
He's allowed
and,
to do that.
He can do that. There's some people that refuse to. Duh. Anyway, the not always reliable British tabloids say that James Bond is now a father. Look, hey! I'm not a big Bond guy, but if they're doing this, I say nay. I'm sorry, that's just not the way it works.
Well, he was always a guy about pulling out, so I don't think this is really good for the character.
In the new movie, No Time to Die, he'll have a 5-year-old daughter named Matilda. The mom is Dr. Madeline Swan, played by Leah Sado. Do you know Sado? Or is that? I don't know. No. A so-called source says, quote, yes, it's true. Bond is a dad. Daniel Craig wanted to make this Bond film the most surprising and entertaining yet. Daniel is older and his Bond is maturing and looking at life through the prism of fatherhood. Making him a father opens up a whole new world in terms of drama and story development. The source adds, quote, Bond appears to be happy in his new domestic life, but then, of course, he gets dragged back into saving the world. So we'll have to wait and see.
I thought Bond was never actually claiming your seed because
you never know, then there's
some leverage for the evil empire to get you.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I'm reading a James Patterson book right now that... That's, you know, got all that intrigue. You know, the family means weakness. Mm-hmm. They can exploit that. Mm-hmm.
I just hope Matilda is cheeky and precocious.
I'll watch
Thank you, Rob. Okay. All right. That's an interesting comment. Elmer Fudd is going to have a much harder time catching Bugs Bunny in the new Looney Tunes cartoons airing on HBO Max because he's not allowed to carry a gun anymore.
Stupid.
And neither is anyone else. Obviously, the change was made as a response to gun violence in the U.S., but one of the... when it comes to the people in the streets, this systemic... I'm a member of groups, right. Every Lufa town groups. USA. I'm on the anti-gun group. I play... But as far as Bugs Bunny, I'm just not sure. Do we really? Elmer Fudd without his shotgun chasing
the
Bugs?
Problem,
come on.
The problem here is not this. The problem here is that they're still making Looney Tunes cartoons. Stop it. The people that created and made them so great have been dead for 30 years. Let them stand. You don't see people still say, we're going to make a new Mona Lisa, but this year she's really going to smile. No, they've already done it.
Have you watched any of the new ones? Because Michael loves Looney Tunes, and I know he's not watching all the old ones. He watched some of the old ones, which hold up, but I'm not
sure. I've seen some of the new ones. What really gets to me, it's that Mel Blanc isn't doing the voices anymore. The voices are so important to me.
Elmer Fudd got his gun taken away a while back, but nobody noticed. In a Looney Tunes short called Dynamite Dance, that hit YouTube last year, he goes after Bugs with a scythe, you know, the thing the Grim Reaper carries. But Bugs, it's so violent. Bugs proceeds to blow Elmer up repeatedly with what appears to be a metric ton of dynamite. Things may not be too sanitized, though. The producers say, quote, we're going through this wave of anti-bullying. Everyone needs to be friends. Everyone needs to get along. Looney Tunes is pretty much the antithesis of that. It's two characters in conflict, sometimes getting pretty violent. You think? Let's not overanalyze it.
This is what we need right here.
Very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
Yeah, nobody can do Mel Blanc. Thank you. All right, that's it.
All the voices.
Very good. Isn't the point of massage to feel relaxed? I believe it is. And to not feel like you might be axe murdered at any moment. Apparently, the hottest new trend in massage is meat cleaver massages.
Oh.
Listen to this. That is where you lie down and a masseuse whacks your back with two dull meat cleavers over and over. Apparently, it feels good, and there's some spiritual energy stuff involved in the process. You have a towel over you, so it's not blade on skin, fortunately.
Good, good.
And the cleavers are dull, but still, the massages have been popular in Taiwan for quite a while, but lately they've been popping up all over the world. The most popular spot for these massages in Taiwan says they've never had a client injured in their 40-year history.
Ah, okay.
That's good.
Mike, they
offer it
out
here in Leesburg if you want to try it. It's the Red Loofah Massage Spa. And just come on by.
Red Loofah, yeah.
See what you can happen. Yeah.
Taiwan. A survey earlier this year asked 2,000 people, and I'm going to ask you to, so be prepared. If you won the lottery, would you give your significant other half? And the same, would they do it for you? The answers are not particularly good news for couples. 1 in 6 people say they'd quickly end the relationship to keep all the money to themselves. And of the people who want to stay in their relationship, 1/4 say they wouldn't do a 50-50 split. The survey also found 36% of people say they'd dump their partner if that person won the lottery and didn't want to split it with them. So what would you
I would create an incentive plan that triggers payouts. Makes sense to me.
All right, but she could get there.
Yeah, but she
what number could she get to?
50%. But she's got to work towards that.
So well, you'd be
actually
the incentive,
49.9. She could never really run the company. But you can get almost all the money.
Well, I mean, it's silly just to break that off and think everything's going to be okay.
What about you, Rob?
I would absolutely give her half. As a matter of fact, divorce laws require it. So
there we go.
Funny.
Yeah, you guys, I have to understand this. The 20-year age difference here, 21 years apart, you know, and she controls my life.
Yes.
I'd have to give her more. I'm not saying that because I'm a nice guy.
Yeah.
I'm saying that because, you know, look at me.
You got to incentivize her to stay.
I'm blinking my Morse code. She'd take more. It's like she takes my first bite of dinner every night.
What are you having?
Anyway, that's the way
it starts your car?
Yeah, starts my car.
Drives
me to my appointments. Drives me to my medical appointments. You know,
medical appointments. Numerous
changes
medical
my
appointments.
End of life care is tough.
Yeah, thank you. I got to treat her well. She's going to be there when I'm going. Anyway. And now a little something, something. There's a 41-year-old woman. Her name is Deka Ahmed. She's from London. And back on April 15th, she broke quarantine to visit her 28-year-old ex-boyfriend named Sylvester's Rulis. She showed up at his house with a bottle of wine, and he invited her inside. I guess they were maybe trying to patch things up. But then he made a big mistake. He poured the wine that she brought into tumblers instead of wine glasses.
Oh, dear.
And that set her off. She slapped him a bunch of times, hit his roommate with a belt. Then she went outside and pooped on their doorstep. Deka. She was just found guilty of the criminal damage and assault all over the wine. Asked why she pooped outside their house. She said she just wanted to let it breathe. There you go. Little wine humor there. How you doing, everybody? That's the only reason I put that story in there. Hey, a little wino joke. We'll take a break and come back with the audio vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Michael Merritt Show.
Do you listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. 1. Select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. 2. Send your promo as an MP3 to rob@mikeomaraShow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Thank you, Talking Head Guy. Speaking of Talking Heads, Yes. We were successful with our first talking head last week on Friday. So we did it, and we're going to do it again. Do you like the Mike O'Mara Show? Sure, we all do. How would you like to be a part of the action? Now you can, and from an appropriate social distance. Which, by the way, we have decided to, regarding the listeners on the show, keep permanent.
Yes.
I mean,
which Mike, means another city.
Yeah, it's really, you got to come in via the interweb.
That's yes.
That's
it.
The way we'll do it.
That's how we do it.
Forever. Every Friday, you'll have the chance to grab your computer, fire up your Zoom, and panel for a segment on TMOS. It's called TMOS Talking Heads. You may ask yourself, how will it work? Well, how did I get here? Well, you talk to the guys, tell us what's on your mind, and answer a question or two. And for one shining moment, be 25% of America's most beloved podcast.
Yes. Great opportunity.
You wino. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. Just shoot an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com with a few words about yourself and all their contact info, and you may be hearing from us. And it's just a brief little moment where you get come on and hang out, and I think you'll have fun doing it. If all you want to do is a zoom, 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 and a poom, poom, I don't know what that means. Let us know. We look forward to seeing you. Zoom, let's open up the audio ball. How you doing with your cameras there?
Oh, I'm great, Mike. I'm just right. You know, praying to God I don't have to sit here and talk to Pony for 40 minutes after the show, and he actually gets what I'm saying.
You will,
yeah.
And Mike, that zoom, zoom, zoom. That's a reference to the song "Rump Shaker" by Rex in Effect.
Oh, we got a call.
Yes, a hot
hello.
Call.
It's a talking head.
Mike O'Mara Show. No, I'm not interested. Thank you. Go ahead, Rob.
I think we've all had just about enough celebrating the class of 2020. You don't get your graduation. I was on your side for a long time, but I'm done with the all-star tributes. There was another big one on YouTube over the weekend called Dear Class of 2020. It started with Lizzo playing her flute.
Oh, that's nice.
Very pretty.
Very nice.
A very
like
nice
that.
Version of it. It very sounds sweet. Good.
Backed
very
by sweet. An orchestra. And it was star-studded, of course. The Obamas were there. Lady Gaga. Lots of people. I think one of the most valuable pieces of advice offered to the class of 2020 came from Jimmy Kimmel. I very much enjoyed this.
When you do get that job, there's one piece of advice that I think to me is the most important bit of knowledge and awareness any American in the workplace can have. And I want you to listen closely, because this is something you should never forget. Never show up late with a coffee in your hand. The message when you do that is, you are not as important to me as this iced vanilla latte. Now, if you show up late, you got like a injured squirrel, that's a different story. Then you're a hero. That's why I always keep a squirrel in my glove box. You're welcome. That's the secret. I want you to go work hard, that's be strong, and don't touch your face, okay? Your mother and I are very proud of you. Congratulations.
That's such a Letterman thing when he says sweet. That. Your mother and I are very proud of you. I like that. But you anyway, congratulations, class of 2020.
I think in the movie Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler, where his girlfriend shows up at the gem store with a like a smoothie.
Yeah.
When they're trying to pass it up, he didn't like that. He flips it over. Yeah. That's a great. By the way, if you haven't seen Uncut Gems, go see it. It's fantastic. It's online and it's a good movie. Adam Sandler deserved more credit for that movie, in my opinion.
I think
a lot of
YouTube,
yelling. A lot of yelling.
Well, it's a good movie if you want to unwind.
Oh, definitely.
It won't make you nervous at all.
No, it's very calming. I think all three of us probably spent some time this weekend on our electric unicycles, right?
No, oh, absolutely. No, yeah, I love it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They made one?
There is a video on our Facebook pages I invite you to watch. I'm about to play you the audio portion of it when an electric unicycle bursts into flames like a Star Wars movie. The guy is okay. They got the fire put out. But this is the sound of a guy seeing his buddy's unicycle go up in a fireball and trying to save him.
Go! 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 Get away from the tree! Get away from the tree!
I don't know what they put in my those batteries, God. Man. But I mean, we're talking like a 5-foot fireball. I don't know how the guy
really?
Lived. Yes. Watch it on our Facebook page. It's crazy.
Weren't some of these, so those lithium ion batteries, after, like, if you don't, so one of the, some of these scooters, I guess for a while, like the hoverboards, they were blowing up, right?
Yeah, the hoverboards were blowing up and badly blowing up, like catching 2 or 3 years fire. Ago.
Not badly, hopefully. You weren't allowed to bring them on planes. I remember that.
Right.
This was trending on YouTube over the weekend. I watched it about 15 times. It's a comedian saying this is what it would sound like if 1993 Harrison Ford was quarantining with 2020 Harrison Ford. Might sound like this.
We're out of protein shakes again.
And?
Did you take the last one?
I might have. I like those things. They taste like chocolate, but they're not.
I distinctly remember us having a conversation where we agreed that if one of us takes the last of something, they buy more of that something next time they go to the store.
Well, I haven't been to the store.
Well, why not?
Because I don't have a mask. And you can't go to the store unless you have a mask. They won't even let you in the front door. Sorry, Junior. I don't make the rules.
I gave you 3 masks less than a week ago. Where are they?
I don't know.
You will pay for this.
Hey, fellas. What's the big fuss about?
We are not doing this now.
So that's what it would sound like.
That's a great impression.
That's
two good impressions. Really. Young Harrison Ford and old. He did both of those?
Yeah, he did.
And so that's great. Fantastic.
The old Harrison Ford he made shaky.
That's awesome.
It's very funny.
I got to look at that. That's awesome. And
I normally try to close with something funny, but today I'm going to close with some food for thought. This goes back about 45 years, and it's from a TV show. Oscar, do you ever watch, I know Mike would know it, but do you know the show The Munsters?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. This is Herman Munster.
The Lackey and the Cookie.
No, that's the Addams Family, but it's very close.
Never same mind. Time. Right around the same time they came out.
This is 1965, and this is Herman Munster talking to his son, Eddie.
The lesson I want you to learn is it doesn't matter what you look like. You can be tall or short or fat or thin or ugly. Or handsome, like your father. You can be black or yellow or white. It doesn't matter. What does matter is the size of your heart and the strength of your character.
I take it back. That's 55 years ago. It's 1965.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
And I think it's really sort of a weird time in America that over half a century ago, Frankenstein would be offering better leadership than our president.
Mm.
It's something where I'm proud of seeing these kids that are out there. And they're not all kids, obviously. But there are a lot of people that are out there in these cities around America. And it just it makes me feel hopeful. Yeah. I have to be honest. It makes me feel hopeful that maybe we can make some significant change here and open up some closed minds. I'm very, very excited about
that's your magic audio vault. Have a good Monday, everybody.
There
be safe.
Go. Thank you. Very good. Let me hold on. I got to do this. That's it. No, that's it. Thank you.
Right, there it is.
I was successful. That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new show tomorrow. And thank you all for participating. And we will see you then. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Now, at one of the protests in New York City over the weekend, it was not, I misspoke when I said only young people, because Geraldo Rivera and Bill O'Reilly were at one of these protests.
No kidding.
And they were talking with each other.
This guy didn't have to be here.
It could be an Irish drunk. No. It could be an Italian drunk.
American crime.
What difference does it make?
It makes plenty of difference.
It does not.
He doesn't have a right to be here.
He commit a felony.
He doesn't have a right to be in this country.
What? But that has nothing to do with the fact that
he's
a drunk.
He should have been deported. He should have been deported.
Guys.
And this mayor and a police chief didn't deport him.
Listen, do you know how many people we have in jail? How many of them are illegal aliens? Illegal aliens commit crimes at a lower rate than citizens. Do.
This guy shouldn't have been here.
Cool your jets. That has nothing to do with illegal aliens. It has to do with drunk driving.
It
don't obscure
gentlemen,
strategy.
Gentlemen, we're at a protest.
I'm the father.
It's a cheap political point.
And you know this is justice.
This has nothing to do with that.
Gentlemen, we're at a protest.
You want nothing to do with that mayor.
You want anarchy.
No, what
you want open border anarchy.
What I want is fairness. We have lured
fairness
these people. We have lured these
this
people.
Is the
we
law.
Have lured these people to this country with a
nobody
job in a country where it's basically full domestic employment. Right. We have for decades lured them here.
This
and now
family,
we're starting a mob scene.
This
you're gonna
family,
have, you're gonna, you're,
Lord,
you
no
want
one.
Your viewers to go knocking on people's door, door,
oh,
door.
Well,
are you an
well.
Illegal? I want to take you outside and do something
I want the
here.
Law enforced.
History has seen what happens when you
I
single out
I want the law
like
enforced, and you don't.
Here's your latte, gentlemen.